This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Frankenstein!
All right, I played another clip earlier of Fauci in Congress admitting gain of function, but we found the clip of him at a, quote, gain-of-function conference, saying, I like gain-of-function. This guy is in a lot of trouble. But here first is a couple great clips from Tucker Carlson, our ambassador to the mainstream media to get the truth out, dealing with the demonization of the unvaccinated, the demonization of asking questions. And then I'm going to come back with some other huge breaking news, and then Robert Barnes is going to be joining us. Please spread the word about this live show. You are the resistance.
That's your birthright. For example, schools across the country are now forcing children to take the vaccine as a condition of their education. So is that a good idea? Is it rooted in science? We should know the answer to that. Why wouldn't we know the answer to that? But before we can answer that question, we need to know how many young people are dying from COVID. Okay, let's go to the CDC website. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a total of 335 Americans under the age of 18 have died from coronavirus in this country. That's the number. But what does that number mean exactly? The CDC did not provide any specific information on the circumstances of those deaths. And the circumstances can be all important. So researchers at Johns Hopkins, led by Dr. Marty McCary, looked closely at those numbers and what they actually meant. And here's what they found. Quote, a mortality rate of zero among children without a pre-existing medical condition such as leukemia. Oh, leukemia is a very serious underlying medical condition. So does that mean that no one under 18 without a serious underlying medical condition died from COVID? Seems that way. So then is it, as a matter of science and public policy, necessary to force every child, including the millions without pre-existing conditions, to get vaccines and wear masks all day? What about adults who already have had COVID? There are millions of those. The Johns Hopkins researchers found that the CDC is barely doing anything to answer that question. The CDC's reports on rates of natural immunity and what that immunity means and whether people who have it should get the vaccine or benefit from it in any way or need it, McCary's team noted that that guidance is, quote, outdated. Outdated, really, a year and a half into this pandemic. These are relevant and vital questions. They are hardly denial of anything. They're the opposite. They are a search for truth, an open-minded one, a relentless one that will not be shamed into silence.
It's the American birthright.
That's what science is.
Asking questions.
We should not allow ourselves to be bullied by political forces into ignoring obvious questions.
So the left's moral measurement is pretty clear. Good people follow corona law obediently. Evil people don't. Former Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius just made this announcement.
I think that it's time to say to those folks, it's fine if you don't choose to get vaccinated. You may not come to work. You may not have access to a situation where you're going to put my grandchildren in jeopardy, where you might kill them, where you might put them in a situation where they're going to carry the virus to someone in a high-risk position. That's, I think, the point where we are, is freedom is one thing, but freedom when you harm others, like secondhand smoke and issues that we've dealt with very clearly in the past, you can't drive drunk. You can drink, but you can't drive drunk because you can injure other people.
Freedom is one thing. Weird how many vaccinated people seem to be spreading the virus at this point. So maybe it's not as simple as unvaccinated bad, vaccinated virtuous. Maybe it's a disease, not a moral category. Maybe you should be quiet, Kathleen Sebelius. You're an idiot. There are a lot of idiots. The main anchor at the most watched local television station in the country, WABC New York, Bill Ritter, just wrote this in a Facebook post. Anyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated and is medically able to get it, stay away from me. And have the decency to let people know you're not inoculated by putting a sign on your neck. Whoa, wear a little badge. Oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi's been lecturing us for months now about how we're immoral if we don't wear masks and get the vaccines. And now it looks like members of her staff who wore masks and got the vaccine got corona anyway from those fleeing Texas legislature. makes you wonder if what Pelosi has been saying about masks and vaccines is actually science, doesn't it? The rest of us ought to be careful not to.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet prime minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to set up as they fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin your ride with God right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. We're now into hour number two. Constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, Robert Barnes, will cover the waterfront with us. This so-called indictment of Barrick, one of Trump's confidants, for lobbying. We're going to get into the election fraud information coming up, Trump's big tech lawsuit. Is it targeting the right things? A lot of lawyers I've talked to, including Barnes and others, think no. I mean, they can always amend it. We're going to be talking about that. We're talking about the forced inoculations and the second lockdowns and all the things that are happening with Robert Barnes here in just a few minutes. But I wanted to play you a clip because I've seen a lot of attacks in the media against myself and against, quote, anti-vaxxers who are saying that, oh, it's because you won't take the shots that it's, quote, still spreading. No, they just set the PCR test however they want. They say people that die of automobile accidents and gunshot wounds have died of COVID. When Biden got sworn in on January 20th, they had the NIH and the CDC turn the COVID testing systems from 40 cycles down to 30, meaning you're not going to have any positives. Now they've ordered reportedly people to turn them back up. So because they want lockdowns again. This is a fraud. This is a fraud. So I thought that I would show those of you out there, because I see the left saying, oh, the right wingers not taking their shots, even though a lot of left wingers aren't either. They're experimental shots. It's their fault lockdowns are coming again because they are spreading it. Well, like, if you're protected, if the so-called shot protects you, because in the past, vaccines are attenuated viruses or bacteria. And they have side effects, but they do work. So if this is a real vaccine and worked, it'd be great. But see, they're now saying it's a therapeutic. They went up to 10 shots a year. Trudeau's announcing that. The head UK researcher over their main science facility says, oh, this actually lowers your immunity, but that's okay. We'll just give you monthly shots. That's all coming up. I mean, this is huge. The admission, it doesn't work. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy that gets rid of your immune system. Holy hell. And by the way, that's not even denied. I found this video last night of the head scientist over all these programs at Pfizer for the UK government that's doing the testing on what happens to those that take the shots. And he's like, yeah, it reduces your immune system the first time you take it to 1/6 of what it was, and you'll need vaccines the rest of your life of whatever Pfizer comes up with. People went, oh, that's out of context. I went and read the studies that he heads up at the most prestigious facility in the UK, probably the world. Let me just give you the name of it since we're on that. The Francis Crick Institute, formerly the UK's bioweapons facility. It's there in Fort Detrick, Maryland. But now it has a Francis Crick name, the discoverer of DNA, along with the Watson guy that says blacks aren't humans. So this is a really nice group of people here. Of course, they really say none of us are humans but them, unless you're a sociopath or a psychopath. So here's a clip, compilation of old Alex Jones back in early 2020, right through into early 2021, telling you what was coming. See, I didn't just say more lockdowns are coming, the vaccines won't work, it's a fraud. It's a program. I already know. I'm not guessing. I'm not that smart. Here it is. They have never guessed the right flu virus for the mutation of what the main flu is the next year, and it's always a whole bunch of flus, dozens and dozens of them. and that it does nothing to protect you from the next flu if it's not the exact flu. That's why they, you ever ask why they don't have a vaccine for the common cold? Because it's too varied, because there's thousands of them, and because you have to get it exactly right, and viruses are always mutating. But you notice they're telling you they've got a vaccine. They want you willingly to go take whatever it is that's going to be in there. Now, Fauci has come out, if you just joined us, we're going to play the clip again first here in a moment, and said, hey, we're going to surveil people. We're going to cycle into other seasons. Next year, you won't be able to go out either. So they'll run into the middle of summer and then let you have a month or two and then clamp it back down. But there'll be special apps they're announcing. You'll be tracked. China was the model. They're going to roll it out like they just got these ideas, but it's all pre-planned by the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the tabletop exercises, predicting COVID-19 in November when it was already launched in China. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. They're going to tighten down the restrictions, loosen them by the summer, and then release new strains immediately that aren't even as bad as the current strain. They'll say they're worse, fearmonger, and then clamp down even stronger. That's what they've done in Italy. It's what they've done in other areas where they've been beta testing, like Spain, and now moving towards Australia. So this is all formulaic. It's all heavily scripted, and we know their plan. By the way, if you think that's hardcore prediction all coming true, I've wargamed this so much, I see it backwards and forwards. That's why I'm not bragging. You know, like, not just General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence, listens and says, I'm about one of the smartest people he knows. The agencies all listen around the world because I'm able to integrate all this together and then put out a boiled down analysis of it. And, man, last night I was on a brainstorm that was insane. Hadn't had a cup of coffee since about 2 o'clock during the day. Had dinner, hadn't been drinking, was just clear as the clearest blue sky, and I saw the whole operation. And now I'm just trying to process the next leg of it to try to tell you what's coming next. But anybody that's immersed themselves in this would know it. We're going to go to break. I'm back with Robert Barnes, the rest of the hour, constitutional lawyer, get his take on the COVID rollout, how we fight it, how we stop it. But Australia today, the world tomorrow, the globalists admit it's their model. Australian PM says unvaccinated people need to be controlled and restricted. That's what they're all saying. Anger in Australia is almost half a population in lockdown yet again amid slow vaccine rollout. So you won't take your shot, you're locked down again. But they admit that almost no one's died, 10 people the last 6 months. Lockdowns, mask mandates, and new vaccine rules. Here's the latest COVID-19 news across Australia. See, it never ends. Once you submit, once you get into it, this cult of scientists are into power. They will never let you out of the trap. Australia under lockdown sees worrying jump in COVID cases. Not deaths, just their fake PCR machine. I mean, you think a Las Vegas slot machine's rigged? You ain't seen nothing yet. Australian leaders are also saying, here she is. COVID deaths in the entire continent of Australia in the last 30 days are 3. But and most of them, you know, had heart attacks, cancer, you name it. It's not even real. But here she is. Let's play a clip of her again. Top health officer orders Australians don't have a conversation with each other. What did the head health minister in Canada say 2 weeks ago? He said, we don't want people to have rallies. We want the lockdown to continue so they don't demonstrate and organize against us. They're externalizing the method. They're so normal in this that they're establishing a dictatorship that they're just saying it. Don't talk to your neighbor. Burn in hell. The suicides are in the millions now. Millions have died from non-medical treatment. Insurance companies love that. Not given treatment. I mean, this is mass murder. But here they are. Oh, using a woman is always the front group because we genetically don't see a woman as an assaulter, as a soldier. She is a soldier. So in Canada, in Alberta, in Australia, it's all happening. Here she is, the cult leader, saying don't talk to your neighbor till you've taken your secret shot, and then that's not even good enough. Still wear your mask. Here it is.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, while you're at Coles Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, do not think that affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
So that's what President Eisenhower said back when he was president in 1960 in a famous speech to college students. You can look it up. For what college? It was at Columbia. You can pull it up. President Eisenhower on freedom. He said, I can make you all completely free and freedom versus safety. He said, Eisenhower on freedom versus slavery. And he said, I can make you all 100% safe, but you'll be slaves. I can lock you up in a tiny jail cell. And so that's what this is. Is literally, we can't let one person die from this. We have little robot testers that are fraudulent that'll tell you. And now Bill Gates and George Soros are buying up all the COVID testing companies. They'll have the database on your name, your health care, and they can block you with a social credit score through the COVID. I mean, figured it out yet? Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
It's been said that sometimes we lose the forest for the trees.
You take a mortal man.
Robert Barnes is a friend of mine, great constitutional lawyer, really even better historian, because I study a lot and most folks don't know as much as I do. He always impresses me. He knows as much as I know and a lot of times more. And he's not an infighter. But he called me up yesterday, a little pissed off at Black Rifle Coffee Company, for just their attack on Rittenhouse. He said, screw our Second Amendment supporters. And he said, you know, how would you like to get Rittenhouse's mom and folks on to support him? And we'll do that next week or after that. We're looking forward to that. But we'll talk about that coming up next segment. But it's bigger than just Black Rifle Coffee Company, because I sell coffee. I'm not in a pissing contest with them. But their coffee's good coffee. It's that this cut and run by conservatives and nationalists and veterans. When the New York Times calls up and says, disavow your base, it seems politically, culturally, economically suicidal. So we'll talk about that next segment. Speaking of suicide, Barnes, you were on over a year ago and you predicted this is not a vaccine that teaches you immunity. This is a drug. Because giving somebody an attenuated virus, a dead bacteria, that's not really a drug. That's introducing the pathogen, and that's a real science. It's got pitfalls. It's got side effects. It's got problems, but it works most of the time. This is something totally different. Like you said, just put it in your body, call it a vaccine. Now the head scientist over the UK studies admits it gets rid of your immune system, reduces it to 1/6 of what it was. My God, seeing all this come out, lockdown twos, all of it, they've really, I think, bitten off more than they can chew. And I'm not an overconfident person. And things are bad, but I think they tried to commit a crime so big that they thought they'd get away with it. But I think you commit a crime so big, it destroys everything, you do go down. I think they've made a Hitler gamble here, like invading Russia and Operation Barbarossa. I do not see them getting out of this. But Barnes, I think you muted your mic, or somebody did. I don't know why that happens. I apologize. Just start over. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Sure can. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So what you have is a situation where take the first 6 months of the peak of this virus in the United States, the number of people that died from this that were healthy, that didn't have other comorbidities, was somewhere around 25,000 people, according to the government's own data. And there's arguments about that. But look at how what we have in the first 6 months of the vaccine, according to the government's own database of people reporting it under penalty of perjury, what injuries have been suffered. Close to 500,000 already in serious injuries being reported by people under penalty of perjury related to the vaccine. So and at the same time, we're seeing all around the world vaccinated people just recently in Texas. Those Texas Democrats, they're all vaccinated. They went to D.C., came back, and a whole bunch of them have COVID. So the fact that this vaccine doesn't appear to actually function as a vaccine, more as a therapeutic, as a drug, that simply mitigates the rate of transmission, mitigates the severity of the consequences, but doesn't appear to actually preclude transmission or immunize the body against anything. And when you combine that with the number of self-reported injuries, this is the highest number of reported injuries in American history related to a vaccine. I mean, and the media is doing a great job suppressing this, smearing what VAERS reporting data shows. But we're already almost at 500,000 in 6 months. Serious injuries being reported, and almost everybody agrees that underreports the data. There's all kinds of people who don't know there's a connection, don't know there's a correlation, don't know there's causation involved.
We've opened the phones up. Almost everyone has family members that die or have strokes or heart attacks, and none of them want to complain. None of them want to say it was a vaccine. So the estimates are between 10%, you know, 1 out of 10 report it, maybe 1 out of 100. The estimates vary. So obviously it's much bigger.
No doubt. I mean, you're seeing more consequences. If you're healthy, you're seeing far more consequences to getting the vaccine than you ever did from COVID. That's the data. I mean, the most fascinating, striking thing from a legal perspective to me is the government's complete unwillingness and incapacity to produce any statistical data as to what they think the vaccine will do versus what COVID will do for different population groups.
And that was my next question. That was my next question. Overhead shot, please. By the way, that news is a few weeks old. It's over 13,000 now dead in the virus reporting. Fauci, more than 99% of people who died from COVID-19 in June were not vaccinated. I read the AP article, the Hill article. They never give the data. They say Fauci provided AP data, but they won't show it. But then I look at the actual data out of the U.S., out of Canada, out of Australia, out of England. Most COVID deaths in England now are unvaccinated. Here's what you should know. Mainline news, 63.4% who died had been given the shot. That's mainstream news. That's medicalpress.com. Yale University epidemiologist, 60% of new COVID cases are vaccinated people. And I've got hundreds of these articles, literally. So what's crazy is they're telling us that it's 99% of those dying didn't have a shot. It's just made up out of their butt. But then we have the real facts. It's the opposite.
Exactly. And the details, and you know, Israel's been releasing data. Majority of its people that now have it are from the vaccinated ranks, according to a range of data and information. And so the question, because you have a vaccine that doesn't actually inoculate you, doesn't actually prevent the worst consequences. It might reduce those consequences. It might reduce transmission, but the cost of the vaccine itself in terms of public health, if you're a healthy person, is far greater statistically, according to the available data, than from the disease. And this is, I mean, the other thing the media's done a great job of doing is suppressing. We rushed an influenza-like vaccine once before in our history, 1976. We rushed it out. The media said it would be great. The medical establishment said it would be great. And a year or two later, we found out that the vaccine caused far more injury to healthy people than the pandemic ever could. And so we're repeating it. We go back to the late 1950s when they rushed an Expire polio vaccine in the Belgian Congo.
And now there are many people. Cancer viruses in the U.S.
Exactly. The Russian polio vaccine in the Belgian Congo probably gave us AIDS, one of the worst viruses in human history. So we have a history that whenever we rush these things, and as you note, and as we've been saying for a year, there is no history of success with COVID vaccine, with influenza vaccine, with this kind, because of, in fact, Brett Weinstein's argument for the last 6 months has been, if we rush this vaccine, we will increase the probability of an effective variant that is completely outside the scope of the vaccine. And now here they are complaining about exactly that around the world, about the Delta variant. So they've created this because they increase the risk of a variant by rushing a vaccine.
But, Robert, they're not stupid. They war gamed this. Fauci, 8 years ago, University of Texas, did all these studies. He knew what this so-called vaccine would do. They planned every damn bit of this. What do you think their master plan is?
Complete control of the human being. I mean, it's the same thing you've been talking about now for a quarter century. This is an easier method of achieving it than anything else they've tried before. Because what they're trying to do is establish the legal precedent that the state has a right to control your body, to control not only whether you work, where you move, almost everything else about your life, whether you can go to church, whether you can go to school, but whether you can talk to your neighbor. But they want to control your physical body and what they put into your physical body without your informed consent. In fact, without either one, you're not going to be informed and you're not going to be allowed to consent. It's going to be coerced. This is the new state structure that they've been looking for half a century, and they're on the verge of achieving it unless people fight back.
Let's talk about how we legally and lawfully fight back in the great video we'll play when we come back of the police in France joining the protesters all over the country. That's the answer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Canadians are getting vaccinated right now, it's also important to plan ahead for the future. We've reached an agreement with Pfizer for 35 million booster doses for next year and 30 million in the year after. This deal includes options to add 30 million doses in both 2022 and 2023, and an option for 60 million doses in 2024. Pfizer has been a solid partner for Canada in this fight against COVID-19, and we're happy to be one of the first countries to secure an agreement with them going forward. These boosters will be the latest version of the Pfizer vaccine based on research and testing, and they will help us keep the virus under control. And the work doesn't end there either. We're on ongoing discussions with other vaccine manufacturers about their plans for booster shots too.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
By the way, he didn't misspeak there. That's the head of the big EU program testing to see how the Pfizer and other injections work. And he's saying it lowers your immunity, so you have to keep getting it. What the perfect drug, the perfect takeover. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, predicted all of this just as accurately as I did a year and a half ago. How do we counter something where instead of them saying, oh, we're going to give you a utopia, they go, you'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, we're all going to starve to death. It's just completely sociopathic. How do you respond to something when it's got all the media gaslighting, all the corporations, the public's rebelling, but they just don't stop? How do we legally and lawfully respond to this? I mean, I know you've been very, 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 very deep in researching this. I don't know if you're ready to give people your ideas on it. What do you think?
So a couple different components. One, people fighting back in the court of public opinion has been critical and essential. So continuing to support places like InfoWars, continuing to share the links, continuing to share the information. Because there are people out there, I mean, I had a debate yesterday with someone on Twitter who just assumed there couldn't possibly be any reason why any smart individual would not want to take the COVID vaccine. And I just started laying out the facts that the reality is, according to the available data, there's reason to believe that you're 20 times more at risk of your health if you're a healthy person without comorbidities from the vaccine than you are from COVID. That's what the existing data shows for the first 6 months of this year. Almost 500,000 serious injuries being reported to the vaccine database. No doubt understates the scope and scale of it compared to very few COVID-related deaths in healthy populations in the United States in the first 6 months. So that's so continuing to get the information out, the data out. That's why there's been such massive censorship of even people on the left, like Brett Weinstein, like Alex Berenson, like others in that school, like Robert Kennedy Jr. Just those people.
Oh, you're right. They had a trick claiming it's Republicans that don't want the shot. When I look at numbers, it's about evenly divided. In fact, the more educated you are, the less you want to take it, other than black folks on average, because they aren't stupid. They've been tested on.
Exactly. In fact, Richard Barris, People's Pundit, did detailed polling on people that had doubts about the vaccine and didn't plan on taking it. And YouTube removed it, stopped his live stream live because he was detailing how many ordinary people all across the racial and political spectrum that simply have reasons to doubt the government or know their own data.
Let's talk about that. Let's shift gears. This is all interconnected to Trump's suit. I know you've been critical of it in a nice way and a friendly way to get him to amend it. I talked to Norm Pattis and others. They agree with what you said. They need to go after this on the fact that now government is working with it. That totally ends everything. It's beyond Section 203 or whatever it is. The point is that looking at this, the fact is, well, talk about that briefly.
Absolutely. So the president's suit is the right idea. The problem is he's got these corrupt insiders that are the lawyers. Part of this, they claim to be America First. They're not really America First. They're just, well, you know them. They're big oil Bush people from Texas. It's Rick Perry and his crew. So these are people who are not well equipped to file Trump's suit. So Trump is in the right state of mind, but the lawsuit as designed right now appears to be designed to fail. It appears to have a poison pill in it. So if he will modify the suit to change what allegations are there, bring different causes of action, put the class in a different place, Alan Dershowitz is willing to help out. I'm willing to help out. Harmeet Dillon's willing to help out. Ron Coleman's willing to help out. A lot of lawyers that know this space very well understand the significance of the suit and that Trump has the right state of mind. He just has the wrong lawyers, and currently the lawsuit reflects those wrong lawyers rather than Trump's right state of mind. So if he will change the suit, then it has a chance, because you're right, it's part of the much bigger picture right now. The biggest suppression and censorship, even more so than of Trump, has been of anybody raising questions about what's happening in this vaccine, COVID lockdown, Milgram experiment, what's going on to the whole world population. And so, and when it's happening to prominent people on the left, like Robert Kennedy Jr., like Brett Weinstein, like Alex Berenson, all, you know, people who were Joe Biden supporters, Alan Dershowitz even to some degree, then it reveals the scale and scope of what they're doing. They are terrified of honest, objective information coming out. The Nuremberg Code of 1947 was all about guaranteeing that people have two things, that they are informed prior to any medical intervention that takes place concerning them, and that they consent before there's
So let's talk about Section 230. It's one thing to say Section 230. Clearly they're violating that. Clearly they're violating campaign finance law, suppressing Republicans, nationalist patriots, boosting establishment voices. But to go through and block Governor DeSantis hearings in the State House with scientists, to block congressional hearings, senatorial hearings, I mean, this is real Soviet-level, live-time AI censorship, and it's the whole future. If we can't do something about that, we can't do anything about any of it. And so you're absolutely right. I read Trump's suit before I even talked to you or others, and I said, where are they talking about the Democrats admitting they went and told Facebook to suppress pro-Trump stuff during the campaign? That's election meddling. I mean, we have no proof of Russians. We've got proof of the Democrats with an organization that has 3 billion members, Facebook, bigger than any country, suppressing our election right there.
Exactly. What Trump needs to do is amend his complaint and add specific claims that Fauci directed that Trump be removed, that Pelosi directed that Trump be removed, that the Vice President Harris directed Big Tech to remove Trump, that President Biden directed. I mean, here you had President Biden on the same day his press secretary comes out and says, we're going to be telling Facebook what posts to remove and whom to remove. The President Biden comes out and accuses Facebook of serial murder for not going along with what he directed them to do in removing certain posts. So they should have expanded and include the whole history. That this was a 5-year campaign, there were secret meetings, that they targeted you because you were considered the tip of the spear of Trump support. All of that should be in a much more robust lawsuit that gets into all of it, brings different causes of action, enhances the existing causes of action, details the facts, and makes the specific allegation that the lawsuit seems scared to make. This was at the direct order of leading elected political Democrats, including the president, the vice president, Fauci, and the Speaker of the House. And that's what it needs to do to have a chance to win.
And that's what's crazy. We'll talk about the final segment coming up. Is they're just going for broke on every front. And if we got good lawyers and good leadership and the population behind it, it should be very easy to beat what they're doing, not on Section 230, but on racketeering and election meddling and antitrust. I mean, this is all just insane. Robert Barnes is our guest. We'll tell you about his show he hosts when we come back. And we got 12 seconds. How do people find your show?
AvivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
And that's getting really popular. That show you're doing is exploding.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're gonna clean house here today. I didn't say anything when Black Rifle Coffee Company, when Kyle Rittenhouse went out to volunteer and try to help people, and they tried to murder him, a convicted pedophile and an armed robber and others, and he defended himself. They threw him under the bus at Black Rifle Coffee Company, and they just said he's a terrible person. Then they did a New York Times interview this week, and I mean said, F our supporters, F gun owners, F, you know, we don't want them, screw them. I mean, you talk about rolling over like a yellow belly. And so I'm not in competition with this company. I think their coffee's, you know, pretty good. In fact, I know one of their former head marketing guys here in Austin. He's a great guy, but I know he got out of it because of the way they were going. But to see them come to the New York Times and bow down to them and attack Kyle Rittenhouse, who's a good young man who's facing life in prison when Antifa burned down all these buildings and killed all these people, and they're being heralded as heroes, it's bigger than Black Rifle Coffee Company, which is synonymous, in my view, with Benedict Arnold. It's this cucking by the Republican establishment that this afraid of the system. Oh, my God, the New York Times. Because the New York Times even attacks them. That's not enough that you hate gun owners. It's not enough that you hate conservatives. It's not enough. And like, we're veterans, so you need to buy our coffee, while they piss all over the Republic. So to me, Black Rifle Coffee is I'd rather die than drink it. I mean, when you talk about empty fakes, when you talk about fraud, when you talk about what's destroyed this country, they're the essence of it. And so that's all I'm saying is that with friends like this, we don't need any enemies, do we? And so, Barnes, I really see you get pissed as well, but you are on the case with Rittenhouse and his lawyers. You got Rittenhouse's mom on, and we're going to try to support them. But I've never even weighed in the middle of this. I mean, I thought he'll easily, not be convicted, but now they're all piling on. Everyone's betrayed him. They turned their backs on him. Fox News has done it. And if they let Rittenhouse rot in jail, I know he's out now, or they let the folks rot in jail from the Capitol, well, then we deserve what happens to us next. So, man, I read that Black Rifle Coffee Company article in the New York Times. It made me ashamed. I mean, these are some very shameful people. So give us your take on they're an example of what not to be.
Completely. I mean, for example, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, the kind of replacement for Rush Limbaugh on some stations, did a puff piece with them after this.
Oh, and, Buck Sexton of the CIA? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Clay Travis has a slogan that says DBAP, which is supposed to be don't be a pussy. He needs to just remove the word don't be a pussy, because that's basically what the Black Rifle Coffee Company slogan now should be as well. These are people who, it's one thing to be a bunch of capitulating sellouts, to run to the New York Times, to play the wokester card, and then at the same time to have a whole bunch of people they advertise with on the right run cover for them the next day or two, like Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, like Dana Loesch, like some other people. But what's inexcusable in all of this is the second time they have smeared a kid and his family and the people supporting him. This is a kid who is the if Kyle Rittenhouse doesn't walk free, then self-defense is dead in America, period. He is the sine qua non of self-defense in America. This is a kid who's been smeared by more people in the press than probably any individual defendant in American legal
and
political.
He's basically like Sheriff Andy from Mayberry. I mean, this is just to watch these guys call themselves veterans and patriots and we're for America when they're not. They just want to lick the butt of the New York Times.
That's exactly right. Here you have a kid that's been smeared by everybody, completely innocent. Everybody who's watched those videos, even the New York Times' own video breakdown, shows how clearly, convincingly, irrefutably innocent Kyle Rittenhouse is. This is a kid who 20-year veterans have said they were shocked at the level of trigger discipline shown.
Well, that's the thing, though, they want to set the precedent that we can't defend ourselves in our own homes during the communist takeover, during the Antifa BLM takeover. So if we stand for Rittenhouse, we stand for ourselves. If we don't, we get what we deserve. This is a serious litmus test. And like you said, they didn't just crap all over Rittenhouse and his family. They rubbed it in. I mean, I read that article that they said, screw and F our people, F Second Amendment, F gun owners, F. I mean, they were just like F, 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 F these people. Wow. I mean, you talk about scum.
No doubt. I mean, the tip of the spear of self-defense is Kyle Rittenhouse. And here they are attacking this kid, a kid they don't know, a case they obviously haven't investigated, and they did it a second time. They attacked him the first time just because
they hate the image of a citizen stopping a bunch of pedophiles burning buildings down. They hate the idea of a man who isn't going to take it anymore.
If Kyle Rittenhouse had not been there that night, there would have been a lot more innocent people dead, more buildings burned, more destruction taking place. That's the reality. And so the idea that you would attack
his crime was being there and not letting bullies kill him.
That's exactly right. I mean, and they're coming after Kyle Rittenhouse because they don't want any American to have self-defense, period, ever. If Kyle doesn't have self-defense, none of us have self-defense.
And he knew the laws. He knew what was happening. He knew lawless groups were coming. He was there giving people first aid. He backed off these people. He was not looking for trouble. He did a very better job, like you said, a 10-year veteran of a police department would do. That's what all the cops I know said. They said he did a very good job.
Absolutely. I mean, there's people firing guns behind him. He doesn't sit around. He never panics once. He never overreacts once. There was nothing vigilante about this at all. This was a kid who only did what he had to do at the very last possible second. He has people trying to bash his head in, and he's not pulling the trigger. So he's only doing so when people are literally grabbing the gun.
I just want to say this. I know a lot of veterans that are great people, and they're some of the best folks I know. But you look at this Black Rifle Coffee Company people, they look like a sack of garbage. You actually look at them, they look like a bunch of wimps living off of the name of the U.S. military. They're disgraceful people. George Washington pisses on them, and I hope they burn in hell. I mean, look at these guys. Looks like Brian Stelter.
I mean, these are people who are fake conservatives. They think they put some chicks with bikinis on and pretend to be tough guys, and they got almost all of their monetary support from conservatives, and now they turn around after they've gotten rich off those conservatives and slap them in the face and attack a kid. Anybody who's going to attack a kid like Kyle Rittenhouse is a business that doesn't belong in business on the political side of the aisle. So they've been a total disgrace. total. There's no excuse for what
they
did.
They are
is
cowards because they grovel to the left. They grovel to the New York Times. And I guarantee you they're not happy now. I've got people calling me family that never even calls me saying, I don't like that black rival coffee company. You know them? You're not with them, are you? And I'm like, no. The guy we had on used to be with them. I have family like threatening me to not be associated with them. They like pissed off hillbilly. They pissed off my hillbilly family. That's hard
exactly.
to do.
What I told them was all they have to do is issue an apology and a correction and retraction and quit smearing Kyle Rittenhouse and his family, and they refused to. Instead, they have these conservatives put them on and soft pedal what they said and what they did. If you're not with Kyle Rittenhouse, you're not a conservative. If you're not with Kyle Rittenhouse,
if you're not with Rittenhouse, you're not with the Second Amendment. You're not with America. You're a piece of crap.
Precisely. And these people have gone out of their way to attack a kid repeatedly. So if you're a Black Rifle Coffee customer, today is the day to send them your cancellation order because they decided to cancel Kyle Rittenhouse, cancel the self-defense, cancel the Second Amendment, cancel Americana at its core.
And by the way, we're not trying to pitch this against Black Rifle. I've promoted them. I've been nice because they, quote, claim they were pro-Second Amendment. They're not. We've had the highest quality. People make jokes about it. Well, what, it's from Chiapas? That's where communists are. That's where great coffee is. We buy it from villagers in Chiapas. It's basically almost Guatemalan coffee, but it's better. It's high-end. The same stuff sells for $10 more a pound at Whole Foods. I found a distributor for it more than 10 years ago. It is very high-end coffee. People drink it. They can't believe how good it is. We've never raised prices in 10 years. Coffee prices are exploding. In the new year, it's going to go up 25%. But we got two different varieties of it at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're not even – I mean, I've had Kyle's family on. We've done fundraisers for him. But I'm not some person that sits up and says, buy my stuff. I'm going to support Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm going to support him no matter what. We got it with the reishi mushrooms for your immune system. We have it without. At $19.95 for a package this big, it is an amazing deal. But I will say, because they don't want Kyle having support, that's going to make me support him even more. I guess his trial's coming up, what, in October or November? When is it?
The first week of November.
What's the website? I'm not involved. You're not involved. Just how do we donate to Kyle Rittenhouse since Black Rifle Trader Company doesn't want this American to stay free? They said, screw him, F you. We don't want you as our customers. We get it, scum. We hate you, too. Right back, you un-American trash. How do we support Kyle Rittenhouse in the name of standing up against this filth?
FreeKyleUSA.com. FreeKyleUSA.com. That's where people can go to support Kyle's defense. And by the way, none of this goes to me. I've delayed and deferred any receipt of any payment. I've been doing all of this pro bono.
No, I know that. You're not like Black Rifle Coffee Company claiming you're these big patriots while you piss on America. We get it. This all goes to Kyle, who has no money. They've lost everything. They've got the whole DA and the Soros group against them. Everybody needs to donate right now. One more time, the website.
FreeKyleUSA.com. FreeKyleUSA.com.
And I got to say, I'm really ashamed of Black Rifle Pussy Company. I don't want to insult women. Women are incredible. Why compare them to pussies? I love pussy. These are traitors, and these are cowards, and these are un-American scum. And you know what? They got God to deal with. Burn in hell, Black Rifle. Burn in hell.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The biosecurity state is here.